This morning, we have a guest joining us by phone. Lindsay Bauer is with us this morning, and Lindsay is a performer who will be part of a one-person drama called Map of My Kingdom that's going to be performed here on Sunday, January 29th at 2 o'clock at the Old Armory, the renovated American Legion Memorial Building here in Atlantic. Lindsay, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thank you for your time today. I appreciate it very much.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Map of My Kingdom. You are the star of the show. You are the performer, the only performer, it looks like, in a one-person drama, right?
That's correct.
How did you ever come upon this role?
Well, it's a long story of who you know, actually. I moved back to Iowa from Chicago in the last recent years and got in touch with some of my old colleagues working in theater here where I had been in Orange City, Iowa, up in the northwest corner. And they knew somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody who needed somebody, and that's how it all worked out.
That's how it works in Hollywood, too.
That's right.
Very good. Well, this is kind of a different type of a performance. Map of My Kingdom is really about, well, it hits home for a lot of folks, literally, because it's all about the challenges in moving from one generation to another with a family farm. How much of this did you know before you started this, and how much have you gleaned from this presentation since you became a part of it?
I did a lot of research when I first got involved with the project. I am not from an agricultural area myself. I've always lived in larger cities. And so I didn't really know what was going on with this issue. Now I live in a small town, as I say, in Iowa, and everyone I know is affected by this issue, which makes it very interesting for me. And all the research I did kind of just confirmed the fact that I was doing something that was really important, that was really necessary to share with my neighbors, and something that had something in it for everybody I know to learn, which makes it a really rewarding project to work on.
So when Lindsay Bauer steps on stage to perform in this, it's more than just performing. You are really putting a lot of what you know and what you've gleaned from other people into this performance.
That's right.
How important is that to making it realistic?
The play is written very realistically. It's not hard to find my own humanity, I guess, in the piece. But bringing it home to, I guess, to people that I've grown to really love around me makes it just a lot more meaningful. There's a part in the piece that talks about the suicide rate for farmers, which, as you may know, is much higher than the average for other occupations, and a lot of difficulties go into that. Just a few months ago, a very close friend of my husband's had a fire in his barn and went out in a neighboring field and shot himself. And so that's really close to home for me. That issue is happening all around us. That brings it very personal.
Oh, sure it does. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about the writer. Mary Swander is the writer. She's Iowa's poet laureate and the author of a number of Iowa-based type of stories. But she wrote this particular piece. How much interaction do you have with Mary constantly on this process?
There's a lot of back and forth. Now, I have not been involved since the beginning. There was a lot more work with the actors who came before me on this project. I've just recently come to know her as an artist in the last several months. But she really is an inspiring person and a really grounded artist here in the Midwest. And I think that her roots here in Iowa, we actually grew up in the same town. We went to competing high schools in Davenport, Iowa. I spent half of my childhood there. That kind of is a fun little tidbit. She really brings a lot of Iowa into her art, which is pretty amazing.
Absolutely. I want to talk a little bit about the after the performance time, because I know Mary will visit with the audience members afterward and have a discussion time where they can talk about some of these issues and things that they've seen performed in front of them. Do you participate in that as well?
I can if she needs me to, but she really is the expert on this issue. My expertise now comes from hearing stories of the people who are at the performances where I am. You find a lot that once you start sharing stories, everyone in the audience has their own story, and they want to share it with you, which is really a rewarding part of the whole tour, the whole project, that I get to know so many of, of these fantastic people, and then their stories in turn enrich the performance that I'm doing. So that's kind of my role in the after show, I guess you would call it. But Mary really has done a lot of research into the business of farmland transition and all of those resources that she has. She's a much better equipped person to lead a talkback session than I am.
Well, and you've heard a lot of these stories, as you mentioned, too. Some of them, I'm sure, pretty amazing. Some of them almost unbelievable.
Yes, yes. This is an issue that families have been ripped apart by, families have killed over, and then you have other stories where families find new strength in themselves, in each other, by making the smooth transition, being really honest with each other about their goals.
Difficult. It's a difficult issue for a lot of different reasons, and
it is.
Some of those just, you know, it's a business, but it's more than just a business. In a lot of cases, it's where folks grew up. It's the home place, and it's difficult sometimes to see things happen from generation to generation that could tear that fabric apart. And as you mentioned, the good side is, in some cases, it brings people closer together, and they're able to work through a lot of what could be difficult issues. Now, with this one-person drama that you're doing, I assume it's a lot of talk. It's a lot of talk when you're usually doing a one-person thing. Was this difficult to prepare for?
It was a lot of work, yeah. And it's a little intimidating to just be handed a script and it's all you. You know, if you don't remember a line, nobody else can save you. You're alone up there. So you've got to, I know it very well, let's just say.
I'm sure.
I could say it in my sleep at this point. it's a much bigger deal. There is one character, sort of a through-line character that kind of narrates and ushers us in through a lot of the history of farmland transition and through some very personal stories. And then she also takes on some of those roles. So some of those other characters, other stories are personified as well.
I don't want to give away too much because we want people to come out and enjoy the presentation, but can you kind of give them the setup of how this will go?
Yeah, it's about 45 minutes, the whole piece. And you meet a character who has a lot of personal history in agriculture but is not a farmer herself. She actually goes to school to become a mediator in farmland transitions, which is kind of a field that she made up at the time. Now you can find more of that, but she's sort of a pioneer in this area. And she walks you through some of the legal history, some of the personal histories of case stories that she has worked with. And it ends with this really great feeling of peace and hope. And what I think Mary is really trying to do with the way that it ends is that audience members feel like they have the power to control their destiny in a way, but they can make a choice. They have the tools to make sure that their land keeps continuing in the way that they want.
Give them a sense of empowerment that they know when they walk out that there's a way to attack these types of issues that can be difficult and grab them and go.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, it's again coming up on Sunday, January 29th at 2 p.m. at the American Legion Memorial Building. Folks will know that as the Armory here on Poplar Street in Atlantic. And Lindsay mentioned, it'll be about 45 minutes to an hour presentation. Then after that, there'll be a nice discussion period afterward with Mary Swander, the author, and the Iowa's Poet Laureate, who will be a part of that. You get out to do this quite a bit then, Lindsay?
Yeah, I do. It's been touring for a couple of years. I've only been involved with the project, like I say, for the last few months. So it's kind of been a whirlwind adventure for me. But it's been great.
Very good. Well, I know folks will enjoy that and learn a lot from it, too. And we hope that we get a good crowd for that event. And again, that is a free event. There's no charge at the door for folks who want to go there. There are a number of sponsors who have offset the cost of bringing this presentation, Map of My Kingdom, here to the Atlantic area. So make sure you stop on out on Sunday, January 29th at 2 p.m. at the American Legion Memorial Building in Atlantic to enjoy and learn a little bit about yourself and what other people are doing to deal with these tough issues. Lindsay Bauer, thank you so much, and a great job here today, and good luck with the presentation.
Thanks so much, Jim.